子供たち出動。
Hello everyone, and just before we start, we thought we'd just let everyone know what we're doing here.
We're rebooting the podcast!
Yes, and because a lot has changed in 2018 so far, and since only our latest 250 episodes are included in our RSS feed, we thought we'd mix it up again, and let's be real, we don't really want to cover Cross Wars anymore.
No, we really don't, and so we're going back to the beginning, starting with the prequel movie and the first episode of Adventure.
However, to continue the podcast, Jay is going to act completely new and fresh. But we're also going to be discontinuing Obnoxious Synopsis because, well, Jay already really knows what happens, so any predictions won't be entirely genuine. And this is going to be until we get back up to date with Cross Wars. Also, sorry about this, but we recorded the podcast a few days ago, and I was kind of unwell. So we recorded online, so I didn't contaminate Jay. So the audio quality isn't too amazing. We're also just recording this bit because the quality where we explained everything was pretty bad, and our internet connections were kind of like stuffing up a bit, so there was a bit of double speak, and they were just really, really bad.
And I know what you're thinking. Yes, we are the Bumble Kings.
Yes. So I just thought to redo the intro at the very least. And we're redoing the outro too, as Jay's microphone stopped working because he needs to get a new microphone because he's
Bumble Kings.
Pathetic. Yeah. And in addition, we have some super exciting just-announced news that was just announced, like, I want to say 5 minutes ago, so I'm very emotional about it.
It's awful. Can we not talk about this?
No, we have to talk about it. Ogamon got confirmed for Super Smash Bros. For the Switch. I'll link the announcement trailer in the description, so definitely check that out.
And I can never play Smash again now.
But you will, because I'm going to make you, and it's going to be great. I'm so excited. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we're watching Digimon Adventure.
Or Digimon the Movie Past.
And So It Begins.
Or Adrift? The Island of Adventure.
Oh no, I thought he was going to stop doing that for the reboot, but he's still mispronouncing things.
You cannot stop me!
We start off and Taichi is narrating it, saying, you know, this is the first time that I saw the Digimon and this is my history, this is me. But it's Taichi as of the age of, in the series. But in the English version, it's Kari from season 2 narrating it.
I did think that was weird.
Yep, pardon?
I did think that, I watched Japanese first, so I've got Taichi as our narrator. Then she starts narrating the next one, or the other translation. And it's really odd, because she's just watching herself be a 3-year-old. And I feel like she should be embarrassed about most of what's going on.
I was so young. I was so scared. I was so cute and modest, apparently. She's very modest.
I think I wrote exactly that.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
All right. So, starters, we have the Digi-Rap in the at the start of the English version. Now, I made sure Jay just watched the first part and not the rest of it. We'll watch those in the order of their Japanese release. So we won't watch our War Game until after season 1, and we'll watch Hurricane Touchdown, unfortunately, like halfway through season 2.
No, look, what you've forgotten here, what's very important, and what makes the English movie significantly better than the Japanese version, is that it starts with Angela Anaconda, a show whose animation makes South Park looks like Toy Story 3.
I didn't even make any notes about the Angela Anaconda movie. I just didn't watch that part. I just skipped.
This was one of the most enjoyable parts of the whole movie. I really enjoyed this because it had less Digimon in it.
No, there were Digimon in it. They said Digimon probably more often than in the actual episode.
But it had less. Maybe. I don't really.
But she becomes Angelamon.
Oh,
she defeats Ninny Winnymon.
You know what? Maybe I had some stress disorder that made me forget about all of this. I really wish I had. Okay, maybe I regret watching the whole Angela Anaconda bit. I don't even
I just skipped it because, like, I remember really liking Angela Anaconda as a kid. I thought it was, like, pretty cool, but now I'm 21 and it's kind of not what I want to watch before I watch my Digimons.
It's the perfect tone setter for Digimon. But anyway, so you're talking about the Digi rap, right?
Yeah.
So the lines that got me, you always fall on the Digitude, whatever.
The Digi disaster.
That's the one. The one for me was just Digi see and Digi know, because those puns, pretty good, actually.
Digi see, Digi know, yep.
So I did some research, and I found out that the guy who made this rap, his name is MC Peapod.
Yep. And what else has he done?
I don't know. I just feel like this man must be some kind of hero.
Because he did the digi rap?
No, it's mostly the name. I'm just imagining an actual set of peas with headphones, just like, this is perfect. Digi disaster. I'm going to submit this to the studio, and every single person there is going to be like, yep, let's fucking go for it. Fucking amazing. Now, and that puts MC Peapod at the top of my list of things I like about Digimon.
All right, so number one, Angela Anaconda. Number two, MC Peapod.
Perfect. That's my entire experience thus far.
The soundtrack, like, for the Digimon movie isn't that bad. The artwork I have huge problems with. Like, it just has so many errors that it just not... Like, clearly the person who put that together never saw the movie.
The
Lobmon is green.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the poster I have in my room. It's just really upsetting me.
I will take your word for it. Again, on Skype, can't see what you're saying. Can't see what you're saying.
The Digimon movie poster just really sits wrong with me.
Would you call it a digi disaster?
I hate you so much. All right. So we get these two kids. An egg comes out of the screen.
Wait, no, I need to stop you one more time. I got more stuff about the Digirap.
Oh, Jesus.
He mentions a Digiwill. It never explains what that is, so I can only assume that someone Digi-died and they left all their Digi stuff to the Digi kids. Jesus. Also, they mention in the English version the Digi-past.
Which collides with the Digi-present.
It's not about that. Is there a distinction between the Digi-past and the regular past?
History that happened in the digital world before they came, maybe?
But doesn't that history coincide with regular history? But what's the timeline like between the digital world and the real world?
Well, in the first season, you go into the digital world. It's basically Narnia. Time stays pretty much still, or maybe I think it might move slightly slowly, but they're in there for like 6 months, and like that maybe an hour has passed in the real world. So like hardly any time passes.
So the digi past is like yesterday.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the entirety of it. All right, you were saying, continue.
All right, so first of all, they sort of like, they have the egg and this thing, all right, what are we going to do with it? In the Japanese version, Taichi's like, let's eat it. Let's eat this random thing that came out of the computer. This sounds like a good idea. And then in the English version, he says, I think this will taste a lot better than the egg that you have. And then he says, let's use it as a soccer ball.
Yeah, in the English one, in America land, Tai is very obsessed with soccer all of a sudden.
Yeah, he plays soccer.
But it's not mentioned once in the Japanese. And in English, it's like, yo, soccer, did you know I like soccer? Like soccer.
His mom's
like,
on.
Hey, Tai, you like soccer, right? Yeah, I love soccer. I love soccer so much. I talk about it all the time. Soccer.
I mean, like, I think he plays football, but later on when he's older. I mean, football as in soccer, not football as in AFL.
Stop being British.
Fuck you.
No.
I have so many post-it notes and they're all like sort of coming off the page.
You wrote them in post-it notes?
Yeah, I sort of like did my comparisons with post-it notes and did like cross-referencing and stuff.
I wrote mine in a Word document like a normal person.
Oh, jeez. I use a physical... Look, you can hear my notes.
I choose not to. So
that probably sounds really gross on the...
So the egg randomly hatches... They drop the egg and the cat goes crazy after it because
the cat is trying to mess
the fuck out of that egg. That's awesome. And then the egg hatches, right? And they have pretty different reactions as far as I remember. And they look around and, like, I would freak out as well. I'd be concerned if this head-sized tarantula just hatched out of the egg and spat bubbles in my eyes and then ran under the bed. I wouldn't be able to sleep there. I wouldn't want to be in the house anymore. And they're like, let's go after it.
Well, they're young and naive. So then I think Taichi's like, oh, what is it? Is it a dog? Like, come on, Taichi. What kind of dog have you been looking at?
Japanese dogs.
So then he starts to think of names. He says Bota Bota, which the actual name is Botamon, so he's not that close up. Then another one is Pyosuke, I think, and then Black Devil. He's just saying, let's get rid of it. Where would it sleep? And then he suggests maybe just pretending it's a throw pillow. Which I guess sort of is a more reasonable reaction than, like, is it a dog? It doesn't look like a dog, but is it a dog?
Wait, so you're saying it is a more reasonable reaction to see a living thing moving around and saying, yep, that's a pillow, rather than trying to theorize it's a weird kind of animal?
No, that's sort of these things saying, where would it sleep? And, you know, we could tell mum that it's a throw pillow, because it looks like a throw pillow.
So, if we're going to talk about translation, mm-hmm. the most important piece of translation is what we need to talk about, which is the translation differences between the whistle and the bubble languages, because clearly they can understand each other.
Well, they're just sort of making noises at each other in the Japanese one. In the English one, they're just doing the Digimon opening.
Yeah, I can't believe it. The thing, does she whistle at first, or does it bubble at first?
I think she whistles at it, but but Bottomon's already blown bubbles at Tai Chi because Tai Chi threw his goggles at it.
Are the bubbles made of soap or like digital saliva?
I always thought they were saliva.
Gross.
Like you know how kids sort of blow bubbles with their mouth by like sort of opening their mouth and just sort of trying to get a bubble out with like their spit?
Kind of.
I always thought it was like that.
But the kid, like a baby, doesn't make his bubbles then invade the city.
They didn't invade the city. They just went out the window and then Tai said, oh, we'll just tell mum we're having a bubble. No, something about a bubble bath. I didn't write that down.
So then the bird shows up, right?
No, there's more like that. I was just going to say how like the phone rings and he answers it. And then like as Bottomon's digivolving to Koromon, the whole phone messes up. So he can't really hear what's on the phone, but it's definitely not someone he knows. In the English version, he's thrown up in Sora's hat and she's pissed off with him. She's
yeah.
annoyed at him.
Actually, this is a good point where they start introducing characters left and right in the English version who they've not been introduced, and neither are they shown most of the time. Very early, they introduce Willis. They're just like, they talk about Willis.
Yeah, they were trying to tie in the third part of the movie.
Which begs the question, who are these people? I don't know.
Well, you do see them in the Japanese version, but they're just standing around because they're there, and it's very important that they're there and that you see them being there.
Why is that? I don't know yet.
Because seeing, basically, I guess it's like not that much of a big spoiler, but them being there is what made them the chosen children. They saw whoever saw the battle like becomes a chosen child.
So you're telling me that in Japan, not a single person like over the age of 18 looked out their window to see the giant armored Tyrannosaurus Rex fighting the huge green parrot that shoots lightning.
There's a prophecy, and I think at the start the prophecy says seven. So seven of the people who saw that went in the chosen, but the prophecy changes to another number, and maybe another chosen child is there, but you don't know because you're new.
Was it Prophecymon?
I don't think there is a Prophecymon.
There better be.
Well, there's an Armageddon.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, this whole thing is awful.
There's a demon. Anyway, so like when he comes back from the phone, like he's like, oh, it changed, and then it poops for some reason, I guess.
They feed the cat's food to the bouncy ball, and the
cat. That's right. And the cat's annoyed.
The cat should be upset because they just stole its food for a pink bouncy ball.
And then I think it wants to say hello, so it like jumps on their face. So Tai Chi says, "Hey, Hikari isn't something you eat," but in the dub, it's "Stop kissing my sister."
It makes kissing noises. I really remember they put in these like really clear like smooching noises it's making.
Yeah.
It's really gross, actually. That kid's three. And then the cat has its sweet, sweet revenge
And then I've gotten capitals, Bolero intensifies. And then on a little post-it note, I say, "Fat boy, slim, funk soul brother, why you do this? Jeff Nimoy, why you do this?"
I have the opposite. I have in capitals, "Fight the cat with your no arms." And then the kids get wrecked by a vengeful cat. Then if I go to my English one, I think I've written down, like, "Thank you, Funk Soul Brother, for saving me from this."
At least it wasn't the Digi-Rap.
That's right. Massive soundtrack improvement. Save me, Fatboy Slim. Thank you so much. So we then introduce that its name is Koromon. And then it gives them a friendship poop, which I think you talked about.
The mum comes home and says, "I have a cake." But in the dub, she says, "I'm going to give you some liver sticks." Tai says the line, "You gave him your liver sticks, didn't you?" In the sub, he sniffs and says, "Oh, we're having curry." And then in the dub, it's, "Oh, thank goodness, mum burnt the liver stick. Hi, I'm Hikari. Hi, I'm Tai." Koromon says, "Hikari, Taichi." You know, he's trying to know the names. And dub, "Hi, curry, curry, Tai, Tai."
Thing's awful. Stupid pink ball.
Yeah, and then the dad comes home in the Japanese version.
Yeah, the dad's not even in the other one.
Yeah, because the dad's drunk and he comes home demanding kisses from his, like, six-year-old son.
And the mom's like, "No, don't see the kids. You're super wasted."
Yeah, you smell like alcohol.
Thanks, Japan.
And then Agumon happens.
So yeah, so the thing turns into a 7-foot-tall dinosaur. And while, fine, it was kind of cute before, it is weird that concern only really now begins to register for the kids. They're looking up at this velociraptor that has just erupted into the room and they go, "Yeah, this isn't quite right. Oh, it's smashing down the wall. That's not ideal."
Yeah, basically. And then Tai says, "Oh, I... the mum says, "Oh, You guys better not be breaking a lamp.
Because that's what that sounds like, when they smash the whole wall down.
Yeah, definitely when they jump out through a window, that's definitely the sound of a lamp. So then Ty is alarmed, obviously, because his sister just left on a giant dinosaur.
But he's not alarmed because of the dinosaur. He's alarmed because his sister's with a dinosaur.
And then this is one of the only times where the English version has essential silence, and the sub has a line. In the sub, the mum is saying, "Tai Chi, where are you going?" Which is, you know, fair enough. The kid just ran out in the middle of the, 8 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. But
I assumed it was like 2 a.m.
Well, I assumed because they were awake and
because there were no people on the street.
Also, it very quickly became nighttime because they were having breakfast.
I think they were playing. Well, they were getting messed up by a cat all day.
Yeah.
So it jumps out the window and smashes a car. And so she's startled slightly. She just doesn't care. She's on a Velociraptor or a Tyrannosaurus Rex and just smashes through a window, falls 10 stories, and she's like, whistle. But in the English one, she comments, "Oh no, that was my mom's car." Specifically, yeah. It wasn't the mom's car originally, it was just some random one.
Yeah.
But Agumon is a spiteful asshole in the English one. And specifically goes after their mom's car. He doesn't even have to land there. He had to jump out from the building to do that. What a dick.
There's
Dickmon.
A lot of times where in the original there's silence, and then there's just in the English version they just went, "Hey, there's silence here. That means space for some fantastic pun that we can think of. What do we do? What's the joke we can make?" So I think we should have a segment that says silence is golden. So why did you have to put in a shitty pun?
Perfect.
So the vending machine one is there's the ready vending machine. There's silence. Agumon puts his claw in a vending machine. And in the dub, instead of silence, Kari says, "Oh, my mum usually puts money in there, but I guess that works too."
She totally condones robbery in the American one.
Yep. But she doesn't condone blowing up a bus.
So cars keep driving by. I don't remember if it shows it as much in the English one, but cars are driving by and no one seems to care.
Oh, no, I know there is someone who does care in the English one. There's silence in the Japanese version, but when the car almost hits them in the English version, "Did you see that? No, I was sleeping." "But you're the one driving!"
And then, despite missing them and causing no harm whatsoever, the dinosaur decides to cast fireball on his favorite enemy vehicles.
The bus.
Was it the bus he blows up? I thought he blows up the truck that missed them.
Why are you looking at that bus? Please don't blow it up. I know my mum says they're always late, but they can't help it. Don't be a bad boy!
Which, once again, implies that she doesn't mind, murder or crime. What she cares about is, she would say they deserved it because they're late, only if they did it on purpose. At that point, kill them. Just blow them up. It's fine.
I like how, for some reason, they tried to make sure that all the kids knew each other when they were very young. Because Joe is on the phone to it's not really said, but he's on the phone to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But in the dub, he's talking to Mimi. But in the original, he's just saying, "Hello, it's a bird. It's a big one." And then I think he says it became a pancake at one point when Agumon gets attacked.
So yeah, the Northern Light showed back up and it pooped a bird, which it is revealed in the English that is an egg, not just random lights in the sky. That's fine.
Yeah, then, and Ty says, "Oh, gee, I'd hate to see the chicken that laid that egg."
It's actually 100 times bigger than the thing that comes out of it. It's quite weird. But I've written down here in the Japanese one, "I swear this thing is going to end up being Parrotmon in English."
Yep. And then last night at dinner, I told you that it was indeed called Parrotmon.
And I lost any faith I had with this entire show.
Well, what else would you call it? Big Birdmon.
Perfect. Just color it yellow. You're there. So the question here I have about this bird is, why does it need a codpiece? They don't really have anything to protect.
Because it looks cool.
Alternatively, the helmet is a responsible choice. It casts lightning bolt. Is it a sorcerer bird? Sorcerer Birdmon is something I can get behind. And then it became a pancake, which surprisingly was a Japanese line actually.
Yeah, but in the dub, he's just talking to Mimi and he's just saying, "Did you see that, Mimi?" And then I think he's talking to Izzy. In another point, he says, "Izzy, did you see that?" And then baby Sora is just there, and she's adorable. I love Sora when she's a baby. Then Mimi, you know it's Mimi because she's wearing pink. And then I just have all this Bolero in capital letters whenever the Bolero intensifies.
There's a bit where Ty is talking to someone on the phone in the English, but he doesn't have a phone.
He's talking on like the home phone.
No, he's out on the street chasing the dinosaur.
I don't remember Ty being on the phone.
Absolutely he was.
Oh.
Anyway, my memory is terrible, but I'm fairly certain that's happened because that's why I wrote the note about it. But yeah, there's just this mild amusement of all the Japanese people while the dinosaur is shooting fireballs.
It's Japan. It's a daily occurrence.
The lightning monster, like they're battling outside rather than, you know, evacuating like normal people.
Oh, I've also got it here that the start of the prequel in the English version has clips of Parrotmon and Greymon fighting just before it.
Yeah, it cold opens into the monster fight because it thinks that the America Land audience has a short enough attention span that if they don't see monsters immediately, they'll think they're in the wrong movie.
And I also have Go Away Willis. There is no Willis written on this a few times. And Kari, please shut up.
Mine is Who is Willis? Who is TK? I don't know who these people are. Please stop talking about them. So, she begins crying to make the armored T-Rex listen. Those are the good times.
And then, like, snot comes out of her nose.
Oh, brilliant. That's how she communicates with Coram, with Bota Botamon or whatever it's called.
With, like, excretions.
With bubbles.
Ew.
The question I have about these kids is they seem very concerned about like the dinosaur shooting the bird.
I think it's because they've sort of established that it's slightly not a bad guy. Like, well, they became friends with it. They talked to it before. Like, Coramon talks. Like, Agumon in this doesn't, but Coramon definitely talks and he's friendly.
Sure, but how do they know that, like, the bird isn't an agent of heavenly justice that's here to murder the dino sinner? Like, it's coming for this dinosaur. There's gotta be a reason for it. And the kids are like, nah, this is our friend because we had an egg once, like, half a day ago.
I think they're a bit confused. Like, they do sort of say, oh, is this the same one that we saw? Is this Coramon still? And I guess they call him Coramon for a while, like I think the whole time in the Japanese version.
Yeah. So the thing gets exploded by the lightning that is called Sonic Blast or something.
Sonic
lightning.
Sonic boom.
Sonic boom. It's fallen down. I've got here, it's okay, kid, just clap your hands and say, I believe in Digimon. And eventually the dinosaur will wake up, which is like a joke. And then they pull out the magical healing whistle.
Greymon changes. Like, Greymon doesn't talk in the original, but in the dub, and then Ty says, a sign of friendship. But in the dub, he says, I'm Greymon now. And Ty said, you can be whoever you want, big guy.
Well,
which, look, I know I've always had a bit of a tit or two.
If I was a giant armored dinosaur, I feel like I'd be able to pick my own name as well, and no one would be able to tell me otherwise, or I would set them on fire. So, how does the whistle wake him up? I'm guessing it works
on Ty.
Oh, because it wakes people up. Oh,
yeah.
That's the Chekhov's gun.
It's loud and high-pitched.
That's the Chekhov's gun of the whole movie. I can't believe that. I thought it was like antivirus sound waves.
No, but to be fair, like maybe it's kind of like in a way sort of similar to a dog whistle.
Also, anyway, the dinosaur, regardless of why it wakes up, seems super cranky. I'm surprised it doesn't just murder them because it can, just with a swipe. And then they fight and they're just cuts.
No, they explode each other and then they just, I guess, go back to where they came from or both die. I think they might have both died.
Right, it doesn't just cut. Yeah, but they fight and then they disappear. And once again, it's Japan, so people see the street has been exploded, and they're like, it's another normal day in Japan land. Taichi's like, for me it was Tuesday. That was the Japanese one anyway. I live a steak. Oh, at the end they mention Willis again.
Yeah.
I still don't know who that is.
You will understand, and it'll be relevant for all of 20 minutes of your life.
There's a bit in the English one where she asks him, before the fight ends, don't you want to play horsey with me anymore?
Oh, I didn't even write that down. I did. Greymon, don't you want to play horsey anymore? But she seemed like pretty not happy with playing horsey to begin with.
She went up and down about it. She was like, first of all, yeah, I'm riding this Digimon. And then she's like, fuck, it's breaking stuff, not my mom's car. Then free soda. Now I'm okay, because you can win kids over with candy, whether you're a creepy guy or a dinosaur. And then, you know, then it seemed upset later on.
Don't blow up that bus, please. Don't be a bad boy.
I still don't know who Willis is. It never tells us.
Well, to be fair, in the English version is meant to be the three movies put into one. So the English version sort of talks about characters that are in later on. They have to introduce a character that comes in the third one. That they only, in the Japanese version, they only meet him in the third movie. But they sort of know him before. Like, Koishiro apparently knows him before, but not in the Japanese version. So the existence of Willis seems kind of forced in the English version.
What you're talking about Willis.
Please stop talking about Willis, Kari. Also, Kari, please stop talking. Well, I wrote things that are unnecessary. Angelamon, Digirap, Willis, and Kari talking.
You took out two of my favorites. And you know what? The Digirap, I honestly think, makes this. Because it's one of the only things I remember from when I was a kid.
But Jay... It's a digi disaster.
So I keep asking, like, who is Joe? Who is Sora? Who are all these people?
Well, they're definitely there. Like, Takeru and Matt and Mimi and Joe and Sora, they're there, but they're not told by names. They're just there sort of, as I said before, it's a promo for the actual series. So you're going to meet these characters. So they're just sort of shown like slight snippets. Baby Sora is adorable, and I just have it written over all my things. Baby Sora, can you please be my child? What were your first impressions of the prequel?
So my impressions of the prequel were, what's going on? I don't understand. Why isn't anyone acting like a normal person? Did that dinosaur just murder several people? I don't know what's happening. No one seems to care about the kaiju fight in Tokyo. I have no clue what's going on. Who were all these people?
So in the Japanese version, obviously it was aired the night before the first episode aired. But in the English version, it was aired basically before the end of the second season. So did you feel like that was a better time to release it? Or did you think that it was better as a prequel?
Honestly, I feel like it begs so many questions in its own way that while we're going to get into it, episode one is really wacky. A lot of weird stuff happens, but it has its own internal logic. But the movie taking place in the real world is so weird and alien that I think if it came out like a year, if I'd been watching Digimon for a while, I'd have less questions.
Mm.
But right, if my cold opening is like these kids staring at these monsters and being like, yep, this is normal, I think that's really weird.
Yeah, I think there's a line in the dub in season one that's just like, oh, did you see those monsters? Isn't that a bit strange? And then he says, oh yeah, we're in Japan. And they're just sort of like, oh yeah, that's right. And they just sort of shrug it off and they just go about their day.
Good enough.
And but yeah, so in the Japanese version, there's something that's slightly like, in a way spoiled, but not really, about a character that's in there that doesn't show up until episode 20 or so.
Yeah.
And we don't really know that they're a chosen until episode like 30 or 40.
Is it Kari?
It might be.
Well, she was riding a dinosaur.
Yep.
If I was riding a dinosaur, I would assume I'd be a chosen of prophecy as well.
No, they're playing horsey.
If I was playing horsey with a dinosaur, I would also be a chosen of the prophecy, a prophecy mon. Prophecy mon's the best. Make it a thing. It's not hard. Just add mon to the end of whatever you want.
Is that your Digimon OC?
No. My Digimon OC was free stuff mon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, no.
You can have two Digimon.
No, I have three. And there's MC Peapod mon.
Okay.
He just battle raps like John Cena.
All right, so want to go to the first episode?
Doctor of Thugonomics mon. So, yes, we have episode one of Digimon Adventure, which is Adrift, the Island of Adventure in the Japanese, which I love. I love that so much. I like that.
I really like Japanese openings. They're all very sort of, they give you an idea what's happening, and sometimes they spoil something.
That's Japanese, though. In yeah. Dragon Ball Z, they famously, near the end of the Frieza saga, to eliminate all tension, if you recall, they used to say, like, next time on Dragon Ball Z,
yeah.
And then they showed you the title, and it said, Frieza defeated.
They do that in Digimon, like, a character's like, yeah, but it, for now, the brave warrior X dies. And you don't quite know that he's going to die, but he dies. And then that actually leads to a character having like a mental breakdown and like gets depression. And
that sounds heavy. I want to watch that.
Yeah. As I always say, Digimon Tamers is super heavy stuff. Like, while Digimon Adventures, I think, is good. And OT is like, O2 is pretty great too. I think Tamers is the best and is probably aimed at a slightly older audience. I've watched it with my mum and my mum really likes it. Like, it just has some heavier themes than children's shows. Pretty good.
And yeah, so we got all the characters are introduced. I've written all their names down so I can remember them, because I wouldn't otherwise, because they all look like generic anime protagonists to me.
Yeah, you can basically pick which ones are the main characters in this.
Oh, the main character game is very strong with Digimon.
Joe though, he looks a bit normal.
No, he's wearing glasses though. He's a main character.
Oh, yes.
So I honestly think with the show that the intro gives a little bit much away. because I think I would have been really blown away if I hadn't seen the boxing cactus and then it just showed up as a surprise.
It does also spoil the when Hikari comes in. I think it shows her with her Digimon and the Digimon's evolution in like the episode that you find out that she's the Digidestined to. So
yeah, intros,
whole lol, spoilers. So in the first episode, the narrator is not Tai. Narrator is talking about all these weird things in the weather that's happening, like hot places are cold, dry places are wet places are dry. Like just to say, you know, something's going wrong in the world, and I wonder what it is. And in the dub, Tai's just saying, yeah, this place got flooded with muddy water, like chocolate sauce. And then he starts to introduce the characters. Apparently Matt's just too cool, and then Sora is okay for a girl.
No, Matt was like, his hair is cool, I guess, I think.
No, I think he says Matt is just too cool. But in the Japanese version, the narrator is still narrating, and he's saying, oh, these are their ages. Sora, Tai, and Matt are in the fifth grade. Izzy and Mimi are in the fourth grade. TK is in the second grade. And Joe is in the sixth grade.
And, and then in the English one, they're like, Izzy, he should have gone to computer camp. What a nerd.
Yeah.
Mimi, her favorite color is pink. It's pink because she's a girl. Did you know
that she likes pink? Joe, if you spoke to Joe, he'll probably wet himself.
Yep, it's Joe. He will wet his pants, keto. What a hero.
Joe, best character.
Oh, he's great. He's like immediately my favorite character.
He's like definitely the most like reasonable. Like, oh God, there is a thing on me. I don't know what it is. Why is everyone okay with this?
Because he brings up a really good point right at the beginning, which is, where are all the adults on this summer camp? All these kids are just out unsupervised in the snow. I mean, I guess they didn't know the snow was coming, but they're still unsupervised. And he's like, where are they? I don't know. And no one else seems to care.
Also, can we talk about something that is really important to me?
What?
It's summer. Why are they all wearing gloves?
I didn't think about that at all.
In summer, the last thing I want to wear is gloves.
It's possible they saw the snow outside and they said, you know what? I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts. That's fine.
But they continued to wear gloves.
But I really need gloves.
Yeah, they all wear gloves. I think except for Joe, again, being reasonable. And I think TK doesn't as well.
It starts snowing and they see the northern lights.
And Matt says the best line in the episode, which is, the sky is like short-circuiting.
And in the other one, he has an even better line because it makes him like him about as much as Joe, which is like, I don't think it'd be cool if we got sick.
Yeah, I have that written down right under the sky, short-circuiting.
I forgot that Izzy was inside and his internet didn't work.
Yeah, because of his infrared connection.
I looked that up. That's a real thing.
I know it's a real thing.
I didn't know that.
It's a kind of like a 1999 sort of 2000 sort of thing.
And then Izzy pulls out the mad Aurora Borealis facts because, lol, he's a nerd. Get it? Get
but
it?
But in the
get
Japanese
it?
Version, he says, oh, it can't be Aurora Borealis because we're in Japan. I think it's Sora that actually says, oh, it's Aurora Borealis, and Izzy says no.
And then Sky Lasers blast Game Boys at them.
Yeah.
Is this normal?
Yeah, it's Japan.
Okay.
Well, they all seem pretty like, they seem sort of, oh, what's this? But not like terrified. Like, I think Joe and Mimi being the most realistic go, oh, there's a thing. That's scary. That should stop.
Oh, no, you know what? That's why Sora is wearing a helmet, because she's worried about Sky Lasers shooting Game Boys.
Yeah, perfect. You don't want to get hit in the head
with
a Game Boy.
She saw it coming.
Like, the Game Boy would be fine, like, after it, you know, hits the Earth, but you wouldn't be.
Then they land, Izzy picks one up, and in the Japanese, he's like, is it a pager? Which is a reference that'll never be dated. But in the English, he's like, huh, I guess it's not meteors. I can't get over it. He's just staring at this like, Game Boy Pocket, like, huh. I don't think this is an asteroid, guys.
So then they go to the Digiworld,
no,
but
the Middle
via
East,
water.
The Middle Eastern tidal waves come for them.
Yeah, but they're not chocolate sauce.
It's true, because they need to travel all the way around and pick
they're
up the Japanese
that,
chocolate sauce first.
That blue syrup that they put that tastes like the bubblegum blue syrup.
I don't know what you're talking about at all. I just
you
think
know,
it's
like,
a bath bomb
it,
of
you
some
know
kind.
The color of blue? No, the blue! Okay, you know the blue that they put in ice
guys,
cream?
Guys, the blue?
No, the
taste of blue.
The blue, it's the blue. It's blue.
Bluemon, help me.
It's blue, and it goes on like the McFlurries at McDonald's, and they put it in like the blue Slurpees. It's blue.
I don't know your Macarodonado blue.
It tastes like blue, and it's meant to be like it's meant to be blueberry, but it tastes like bubblegum, but it tastes like blue.
Okay, fine. What is
That's the color.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's blue.
I believe you. And then
it's Bluemon.
Oh no, Izzy calls the things miniature remote digital apparatuses, which
you
is totally a nice.
Have that written down.
Yeah, it is, because it's a really nice way of them saying absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And in the English, Mimi like yells about how she regrets being hit by this tsunami portal. She's like,
no, she should have gone to cheerleading camp, Jay.
That's the one.
I should have gone to cheerleading camp, which isn't mentioned at all in the Japanese version.
Yeah, that's a moment of silence, I think, that they just fill for nothing.
Yeah, they're all like screaming, I think, in the Japanese version, and in the dub they decide, hey, you know what's better than screaming? This pink girl's definitely a cheerleader, right? She looks pretty girly. Cheerleader, cheerleader.
And when they land in the English, this is not even a translation thing. They just start adding weird sound effects, like poing, boom, boom, as they fall around everywhere.
Yeah, because it's to signify digital.
Is it?
I assumed so.
Oh, I didn't think that at all. I just thought it's because the English audiences would get bored if they weren't, you know, doing funny noises every 6 seconds.
No, I just thought it was to signify they're going into a world that's digital. They are going digital. Completely digital. Everything's digital. Let's all get digital.
Let's get digi.
Let's get digi with it.
So then he meets Coromon again, the pink ball thing.
And he doesn't know who he is. He can't remember.
So he's staring at this pink ball with teeth. And my instant reaction is, you met one of these. It talked. It blew up the city. You should remember it. That is a large part of your childhood.
Yeah, I would remember that, to be fair.
And yeah, he never remembers the traumatic thing from his childhood with DJ Peapod and the healing whistle. But at least in the English, he theorizes that he's having like a camp food hallucination.
Yeah.
So at least in that one, I understand where he's coming from of like, oh, I don't know what's happening. So, but I'm going to accept it because maybe it's not real. The other one's just like, yep, this is happening. I don't get it, but it's happening. Then we're introduced to our lovely talking pink condom. Its name is apparently Motimon.
Yeah.
Welcome, condom. Welcome to the show. Instantly much preferred to the pink ball. Even
with ears.
Similar. Yes. Because it's much
the Kari kisser.
Oh, the kissing noises were gross. Oh, it wasn't good. And I don't remember.
Taichi climbs up a tree, which is a very brave thing for an 11-year-old to do. He climbs up this fairly tall tree.
He was up a tree at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I know, but that tree seemed a lot smaller. This tree is like very tall.
It establishes him as tree climbing Mon.
Monkey Mon.
Then let's see. File Island, Jewel of the Seven Sea Drives. That joke only works written down. and then he sees this red thing in the distance. It is named Kuwagamon, apparently, but I think that name sucks, so I'm renaming him the Red Baron because he makes World War One biplane noises in the Japanese. So welcome, Red Baron Mon. Welcome to the show. He's instantly the most interesting thing on screen.
He's pretty cool looking. Like, as a looking from a design point of view, it's pretty, like, I like the design of the Digimon, the champion is pretty well designed.
Yeah, and well, it begs the question of what's his motivation here. He's instantly trying to attack them, and he doesn't talk, even though we've established that they do talk at this stage, arguably.
I think it's I always thought they didn't talk if they were unintelligent.
Maybe.
Like they're less sentient than the other ones. They're sort of like, they just, oh, that's new, I'm going to attack it. Like, sort of, if you go to if you see a big animal in the wild, it might attack you if it's a predator.
But being aggressive, like, generally doesn't make sense. So it's either being territorial.
Yeah, it's probably territorial.
Well, the other one, is it trying to digi-eat them?
It's digi-eating them.
But if you digi-eat something, is it like going into your recycling bin, which would be a stomach, and just sits there while you break it down into bites?
Into digi-poo?
Oh, it's weird. What do they poop? Is it digital poop?
All right, and then Coromon blows bubbles at Kuwagamon.
Yeah, he gets super wrecked by the Red Baron.
Yeah,
what
and
a badass.
He says, I was saved because of you, which, not really. Like, he wasn't really that saved. He just sort of moved out of the way.
Yeah.
Next, they go into a tree to hide from Kuwagamon in the tree. And then a voice says, you can come out now. And then we see it's okay for a girl, Sora. And then we see that she also has a Digimon. Enchanted to meet you, friends of Sora.
You forgot when Tai calls it a radish.
Oh, yeah, no, they see Matt and Takeru, and that's when Tsunamon is adorable.
In the English one, they all seem way more horrified, well, in both of them, but they seem way more horrified to see TK than they do to see this weird thing with teeth.
I think it's just Togemon that they're seeing. They're like, why are you so okay with this thing with the teeth? Like, I don't understand. I just have capitals all over this page. Togemon, what are you doing? Please close your mouth. I'm serious. Please close your mouth.
And then Matt shows up in the English, and Tai gives us really disappointed, like, no.
Yeah, and then he calls him a self-proclaimed cool guy. And I'm pretty sure the only person who has called Matt cool is Tai. He says, Matt's just too cool. And then he goes, yep, he's a self-proclaimed cool guy.
And then the British Fuzzball.
I'm pretty sure DigiPotify made that connection as well.
Then the British Orange Fuzzball is like, you guys seem pleasant. And then in the Japanese, Joe runs out, both of them, he runs out screaming as the only normal person to like react in a reasonable way when there's a demonic seal trying to chase after him and touch his body.
Yeah.
And Joe proceeds to immediately call everyone out in English, being like, this is weird, guys, why aren't you reacting more like me? Because I would. These like little pink demon things are chasing around. There's a pink condom trying to feed you food. You don't know where that's been. Can you eat digi food?
Of course you can eat digi food. Digi tasty. Digilicious.
I want to see the Digi Hell's Kitchen.
With Digi Gordon Ramsay?
That's the one. No, Digi Gordon, Digi Ramsay.
Gordmon. His name is Gordmon. Gordmon Ramsay.
This Digi Chicken is so undercooked, it still crosses the Digi Road.
This Cockatorimon is undercooked.
Oh, gross. That's terrible. They mentioned there's a weird line in English, a really weird line,
yep,
where they say TK isn't as small as he looks. Which begs the question.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, he looks small, so he must be exactly as small as he looks. So what are they talking about? Like, are they saying he's something else isn't small?
I think TK is
he's a second grader, guys.
I think he just has an inferiority complex because he's around all these much older people. Like, and I mean, three, two years isn't that much of a big age gap here. But like, as adults, 3 years isn't a big age gap. When you're a kid, that's like significant. Like, the other kids are above 10 and he's eight.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Like, they're at the end of primary school and he's at the start. Like, 3 years now, like, if I'm hanging out with someone who's 3 years younger, they're still like, you know, 19 or 18 or something. So it's like, yeah. So Kuwagamon comes up and they're all like, let's attack him and start blowing bubbles.
Oh, you forgot before that in English they say, where's Mimi? Oh, she's probably off picking flowers.
Yeah, and then Joe in the Japanese version, I think it is, says, I have something for you.
No, Joe goes, my mom is going to want a complete and total refund.
Yeah, so in the Japanese version he says, hey, where's Mimi? I have something to give her. And then I wrote in brackets, I bet you, Joe. But so Sora doesn't know Mimi's name and she just calls her, where's the girl with the funny pink hat?
Just call her the girl in pink. It's her entire body.
The pink one.
And then, yeah, they do find her. She starts running away. She's holding her own Digimon, which she seems totally fine with. And they proceed with my favorite battle strategy I've ever seen, which is throw the babies at the giant monster.
Well, they don't want to. They just sort of say, oh, are you sure you want to attack? And they're all like, yes, I want to. And then Togemon just starts chomping the air with his horrific teeth. But that's the point. I would have let go because that's terrifying.
I wonder if the seal is slimy. Like, I wouldn't have held on to that one. But yes.
It's adorable.
So the sound battle strategy of throwing babies at the enemy. I mean, look, if I was fighting someone and they threw babies at me, I think I'd give up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. They do that both in English, whatever. One of them in English mentions that they should get bug spray, which, you know what? They're on a summer camp. I wouldn't have been shocked if they had it.
Would that work on a giant? I guess if you put...
If it was...
They might not have the same biology.
If it was digi bug spray, then Godzilla Baronmon would have been fucked. Then the wild pincer returns, and the baby catapult strategy continues to not work. Then all the Digimon jump out of the hands to go evolve, I guess.
Yep.
And there's this weird, like, 2 seconds focus on each one as they go like, eh, yeah, yeah, as they just do these weird straining sounds. And then they evolve. for a long time.
Yeah, because they have to, like, learn each one of their new name.
So, yeah, it's actually 36 seconds of evolutions.
Wow, you wrote that down.
I did.
And I'm the one who's obsessed with Digimon.
Yeah. And then we got Palmon instead of NTSCmon. I think that's the only one I got.
I just found out about this the other week, and I feel quite dumb realizing it. But Palmon is Palmon because it's as in a palm tree, and it's Parum.
Like Palmon.
Yeah, Parumon. Parumon.
That's super stupid.
So now we've got Piomon in the Japanese version and Biomon in the English, who turns from a plant, which sort of makes no sense, but at least they're the same color.
Is that because in English the kids would laugh at the word pea?
Probably. I mean, Yagami, right?
The attacks will change. You begin with the Japanese attacks of Petite Thunder and Baby Flame, which strike fear into the hearts of the enemy. Absolutely.
Well, I like that electroshocker. You know why I like the electroshocker?
Why?
It's pretty wizard.
Oh, God, that was awful. I think I wrote that one down somewhere.
Yep, if I ever meet Jeff Nimoy, I want to ask him, hello, yes, what does pretty wizard mean?
It's a wizard from, like, Hogwarts who looks nice, I guess. And then in English, they actually get really cool names, like the Super Shocker, and Pepper Breath is kind of boring, but the Blue Blaster and Spiral Twister.
Boom Bubble, though, instead of Airshot, becoming Boom Bubble.
Boom, it sounds better than the entire other name, and I'm willing to give it a pass.
So what about if it was just Boom?
What I realized was that the Otter thing, whatever its name is.
Goemon?
Whatever, sure. Never has an attack. It just rolls around on the ground. Perfect. And then, yeah, you get them falling off the cliff, and you get... I really wanted the narrator be like, and then the Duke boy has found himself falling out of a cliff where there ain't no net to catch him. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
And we have the narrator in the Japanese version, and Tai again. And then for some reason I've written shortest summer vacation. I think that's because the narrator says that. I'm like, oh, that's a bit grim. Like, they're all, yep, the end. Guess
all
what?
Dead.
Digimon Adventure, it ends there. They die because guess what? They're falling off a cliff.
Perfect. That's how I want my Digimon to end. So
then we have I really like the ending. It's sung by Maeda, and she's actually Mimi's voice actress. Did you watch the ending?
I did, and I remember it being okay, and I was like, this is boring, because I don't understand Japanese at all.
It had subtitles.
But they're meaningless, just like the ones at the beginning of the show.
I sang along.
So what I mostly paid attention to was the name of the next episode, which was Explosive Evolution, Greymon. Which, you know, spoilers again. Did you know that he's going to evolve next episode? Well, here you go.
The English one isn't that much better. It's the birth of Greymon.
It's true. It's pretty bad as well. In my version of the English one, I didn't have any music in the credits. It just had an ad for Disney tunes.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Okay, so that's hard to compare.
Without that, it's just Digimon, but without any... It's sort of sped up, and it doesn't have any lyrics.
That sucks. If I'm not hearing DJ Peapod, then what am I doing here?
So what did you think of the first episode?
So this is a lot better than the movie. It's significantly better because there's context for the monsters. Yeah, it's really weird that the space lasers came down and gave them Game Boys that allowed them, or Blackberries, that allowed them to get attacked by a tidal wave, if you connect all those together. But once you're there, and the sky is all pink and green, and you've got the Red Baron flying around being Godzilla, it kind of all makes a lot more sense, and so I'm willing to suspend disbelief on that a lot more. I know who all the kids are now. So they're not just randomly talking about people I've never seen before. The kids aren't garbage for the most part. Ty's pretty garbage because he's the narrator in the English and he's being a shit. But other
and
than that,
Ty seems pretty sassy in the in the English version. I mean, when he meets Coromon, he's in the first episode, he says, does Coromon mean floating head?
Yeah, floating headmon would have been a way better name, actually.
But he doesn't float.
He bounces.
He bounces, so wouldn't that be... Coromon means bouncing head, but instead it's floating head. It's not like hovering or anything.
It's disembodied either way.
So what did you think about the music?
Honestly, I didn't notice a difference, but that's on me. Is there much of a difference? Because I don't remember.
Well, when they're digivolving, they plays a song that's called Braveheart, and it's sung by the same artist who did the opening, which is called Butterfly. Come a lady, come a baby, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Sure.
I'm not allowed to sing that around Mitch.
But do it anyway. And yeah, so I thought this episode was okay. Yeah, it's still Digimon. So it's on a scale of 1 to Digimon. So it's a low scale, but it's okay. It's, you know, it set things up. It gave us an idea of these characters, even though they're stupid.
I had a bit of a problem with some of the lines in the dub. Like, I didn't, the okay for a girl part just sits really wrong with me. Like, I don't know. It's like, oh, that person would be much cooler, you know. Weren't a girl.
That line is really weird because she's not the only girl in the group, which implies that Sora is okay for a girl. Mimi, on the other hand, is not okay.
Mimi, on the other hand, garbage.
No, is pink.
Yep, she's just pink. Guess,
and she's picking flowers.
I guess you can guess what her color. I bet you can guess what her favorite color is. But she should have gone to cheerleading camp.
Oh my god! It's next time you'd be like, why weren't you baking cookies instead of being out there in the tidal wave?
All right, everybody, join us for the next episode of Cardcaptor Sakura. The Birth of Greymon.
Or Explosive Evolution Greymon.
Or Garurumon.
Or the Blue Wolf Garurumon. So Link Dump's linked in the description, and our Redbubble's linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a red thread in the Digimon subreddit. And we would appreciate if you review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use. Ratings really assist people finding out about the podcast. We also have a website, vote in polls, check out our release schedule, and our latest blog posts.
You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but there are higher levels with more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our current Patreon supporters. Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, Stevie, who is also Stevie Padmon on Tumblr and takes commissions, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Hiro Lotto, who is @HiroLotto on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost and Magic on Arca Varone and Inkit.com/Wyden Allen, Stephen Reeves, who is @WildLink64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Blitzgoat, Azra McCool, Gene Hackmon, who hosts New World Sonata, which is a sci-fi and fantasy audio drama podcast, Matthew, Anthony, who's @AntoClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who's Alekmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who's Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, Sporky McFork and Spoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kyliak, Neobu, the Time Optimist, Silverheadfreak25, who's @SHF25Tweets on Twitter, Harvey, Nicholas, and Anthony.
You can also make one-off donation on our PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Agimon. Make sure to listen to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time, probably. Bye!
Bye! Let's kick